is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday. That would be now at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the building right next door in Carrboro. It's a beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. Really terrific building. A lot of great causes all coming together in that place, plus the PTA Thrift Shop right next door, and we thank them for bringing us Kids Q 2 times a week, including right now, and we are joined by two terrific people from WCHL, Jada Jarillo and Kenny Dyke. How are you?
Great. How are you doing,
Doing
Aaron?
Okay, yeah.
I'm here, thanks.
Yeah, so are you ready for today's Kids Q question?
Yes.
Ooh, I think so.
All right, here we go. If you're listening out there, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If there were libraries for other things besides books, what would you want to be able to borrow?
Ooh.
That's
a good one, right?
That's a good one, yeah.
My first thought was movies and music,
right.
But libraries have that already.
Libraries have that, and also there was a very famous library dedicated to movies, and I think it was called Blockbuster.
Yes. You did have to pay a little bit.
Well, yeah, I guess you had to have a membership.
They've got a couple now, Netflix, Redbox.
Yeah.
And just the library model has changed a little bit for movies.
I don't know why my first answer to all these questions is like gummy bears. I don't know why. It doesn't matter really what the question is.
How do you borrow a gummy bear? Wait a minute. Go back and explain this.
Well,
this
what about
like a baby
this?
Bird
well,
kind
no,
of
but
thing?
That gets me on a good train of thought. So what about like stuffed animals?
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And there's a library for stuff. Because you have a stuffed animal, but say, you start with like a teddy bear, the natural one.
Right.
But then maybe you want a giraffe so you can get some variety.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to
I like that. I like that.
Kids playing it a little bit.
I feel like it depends on the kid, right? Because if you're, like, I know there are some kids who really want variety or they get bored with a stuffed animal A and they want to move on. And then there are other kids that, like, they embrace their one and then they hang on to it.
That's
forever,
actually, you're right. So what about this? What about toys?
Toys? Oh, yeah.
Because you
get
tired of a toy if you play with it every day for.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A library for toys? Oh, that would be so cool. Yeah, let's start that.
I think we just found a great, it might be the best answer we've ever given in Kids
Q. Can we just play music for the next 3 hours and
right.
just like brainstorm how to plan this?
All right. Let's bring Jada into the conversation.
Well, Jada, you got it,
I mean, basically, you guys, I should have piped up sooner because you just stole my idea.
Wow.
My original idea actually was the first thing I thought of. Was power tools. love that. Like, just like you get to go, get to try different things, but you don't have to make that financial
commitment.
Well,
power tools can be expensive and you only need them like once or like how often do you need, and this isn't a power tool, but my first thought was like a post hole digger for some reason. Like,
exactly.
You have to store it. It's expensive to buy and then you use it once and then it just sits there, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I think power tools is actually a better answer than toys. So
that was your first answer.
It started with power tools, but then in thinking about making it more kid friendly, I was thinking, well, maybe some, kid friendly power tool, like little kid tools, and so yeah.
I like that. What was like a staple gun gesture that you just made?
Power tool. Obviously.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so I'm thinking about this, and I actually went higher up than that because I'm thinking, like, you want, like, a library is for something that you want to have and to try out and maybe to use once or consume once, but you don't want to buy it, right? So you just want to have the experience of having used it, either if it's a toy or like a power tool, that's awesome. I'm thinking cars.
Ooh.
Like, how cool would it be to be able to go to, like, the car library and say, you know what, I've never driven a Hummer, or I've never driven a convertible, or if you're just sort of shopping around for a vehicle rather than, like, going to dealership, like, you could get a sense of what would it be like to drive a Ford F-150? What would it be like to drive, like, a big SUV or just, like, one of those dinky little beep-beep smart cars that go around?
A UPS or a FedEx truck.
Cruise
around in that for a little
bit. Like, one of the big rigs, drive that around,
or maybe they could have like historical cars from like
1920s.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I like that.
Or
like
one of the British cars where mm-hmm. you got the steering wheel on the wrong side. I always wanted to try one of those, yeah, but I don't want to go to England to do it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool. Or, yeah, I love the idea of, like, historical cars, mm-hmm. like, have some that are restored. Yeah. If we had, like, $1 million to drop, we could make that happen.
Let's do it.
It'd be a completely, like, money-losing venture from start to finish. But
well, Aaron, so how about this? So, first of all, those are some great answers.
Yeah.
And we know that...
If we do say so ourselves.
Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday, thanks to our friends at the PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main.
Indeed.
But you do have Susan Brown coming on later, is that correct?
That's true.
And this is a library question.
Oh, we should ask her.
Could you ask her?
Yeah.
On the air, even though it's not during our Kids Q segment,
totally.
I'd love to hear her answer.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I will do that. All right. Kenny Dyke, Jada Girillo, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank
if you're
you.
Driving around or if you're at home eating a snack, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. And if you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or on Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X, Youth Works on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We look forward to hearing from you.